Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, the internet.
Was Roy Orbison a piece of shit?
I don't think so. I don't know, though.
Sorry. You got it. He's like a old piece of shit or something. Just the way he sings. I'm like, it's unnerving sometimes.
Yeah. He died young, right? I remember. Or like, he died right when he was getting famous. Anyways, this is The Short Show, a.k.a. Zighty Tighty Trendy Lucy, courtesy of... who we say? Oh, Johnny Davis.
Johnny Davis.
The one, the only Johnny Davis.
I think it was I'm Jack, assist that's after Miles. Miles Maux said Zighty Tighty Lefty Lucy. And then Johnny Davis came and said, I have notes. Let me just tweak that last one. Real quick. Keep it on brand.
Tweak on that little twist, if you will.
The only thing I remember about Roy Orbison is that in The Waterboy, the Fonz, what's his name?
Henry Winkler?
Yeah, Henry Winkler's character had a tattoo on his ass of Roy Orbison. And he's like, well, mama don't know, won't hurt her.
That's why, I don't know why we were talking about that when this recording started, but we're going to do media res on today's episode.
There we go.
What are we, Nerdist? Or 10, id 10 T? Whatever,
what?
Chris. What was that Chris something who used to host Nerdist and then now he hosts
Chris Hardwick?
A show? Yeah, Chris Hardwick. Now he hosts a show called Idiot where the I and the O are a one and a zero because tech shit.
Because binary.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hell yeah.
But they used to start their show like, wait, we're recording? Like 3 minutes in?
No, that was legitimately me interrupting the beginning of the recording.
Is Roy Orbison an asshole?
Is he a piece of shit? I don't like how his voice is all shaky and wavy and impassioned. Because it sounds like a teenage boy who got broken up with, like, cry screaming at his like ex through a door. Like, you don't even understand me. I'm not gonna leave until you come out here and tell me. You know,
to me, he always had like old uncle vibes. Like,
yeah,
which I thought was, I always respected the fact that he looked like he was a elderly retired gentleman as a rock musician.
Right.
Because I
Corey
have
Feldman
a,
could play him. Or Skrillex.
Oh, yeah.
One of the two. Anyway, we digress.
Hey, and we're, of course, talking about that because super producer Anna Hosnier said he was Marshmallow Elvis.
Yummy.
We're talking about this, of course, because Roy Orbison is trending number one.
Number one with a bullet.
With a bullet, always. No, of course, the thing that is trending, that is on everyone's mind, is the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is has caused one person to die of a blood clot and another person to be hospitalized. And it is vax panic. Time, big time.
I mean, I think there's just a lot of people just have overall questions still. They're like, can I get, you can still get COVID even if you're vaccinated.
Right.
It only lasts for like a little bit. What about the variants? Yes. Okay. It's true. You can. But the whole point is that your outcomes will be much less severe if you're vaccinated. Right. And I think the idea that I think a lot of people is like trying to get people to understand it's not a magic bullet. Like vaccine doesn't mean the end of the pandemic and everyone's going to now live forever. It's just that this is essentially a part of this vital equation that we need to stop the pandemic. We need people to be inoculated to be able to put a tampering effect on the amount of hospitalizations and deaths and things like that. So yes, please
still
have
get
faith.
The vaccine. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think the idea, of course, yes, the Johnson & Johnson, six women between 18 and 48 had like these blood clot reactions. This is still very rare. It's less than one in a million in terms right. of like the amount of people that have received this vaccination and what has occurred. And a lot of people on Twitter were very quick to point out. They're like, oh, do you know about blood clots and birth control?
Right. Right.
Which is much more common than what is happening here. So, you know, I think there's just the FDA and the CDC, you know, they called for a pause in order to just kind of have some more analysis to figure out what the connection is and what can be done. So there's little to suggest there's a specific cause aside from the fact that the people who have had these have had low platelets, so made them more prone to bleeding. But at the end of the day, you have the medical community, the scientific community, especially when they do these trials, it's like this seems so rare that it doesn't quite outweigh the actual benefit of having people inoculated, considering how rare it is. Like you're more likely to get COVID than you are to have a reaction to a vaccine.
Right, right. And I was thinking that, well, they just check for that like pre-existing condition, but it sounds like that would be hard to test everybody's blood before they got this. So
that's at the very least, it seems like it's been women that have been, you know, affected and whatever those numbers are. But you can certainly begin to figure out what the best way is to roll that out and inform people. But, you know, I think it's just all this has done is kicked off a whole wave of people being like, oh, you see, oh, no, like this is it's all happening terribly. Localities are like, well, we're just going to not use it at all. And other people have been concerned that because if there's a pause on Johnson & Johnson, that's going to affect the vaccine supply. But a lot of the research shows that because of the amount of especially conservatives that are anti-vax now, they're like, yeah, we might actually still have enough for the people that actually want them rather than do we have enough for all of the adults in the United States that we were trying to inoculate.
Yeah. The anti-vax community is very committed to being wrong and loud about it. So I'm sure it also because you know, the statistical points that are being made about, you know, how frequent deadly blood clots are in birth control, how frequently people die in car accidents, how frequently people die in accidental shootings, and like those aren't getting covered. And the media, like, this is everywhere. And this one death, and the media is like, well, this is a devastating blow to people's willingness to get vaccinated. And it's like, well, isn't that your fault? Like, aren't you doing that by putting this headline front and center?
Something more responsible would be like, y'all, if you're worried about this, have you heard about these other things that are existing and have way worse safety rates that we're still banging with? Like, that is more of a thing to give some people some perspective rather than yes-anding people's misplaced vaccination paranoia.
Yeah. Purple Urkel is trending.
Hey.
Because one, Steve Urkel.
Jaleel White.
Yes. Has released a weed strain, is launching a weed company, I believe. And he wanted to do a play on Purple Nurple. Is that what we're doing?
Well, the thing is, Purple Urkel as a strain has existed prior to this business.
Okay.
So for me, I was like, okay. In a way, I was like, don't try and
trying to get proprietary.
And I was like, wait, you're Urkel. So maybe you feel some type of way, even though I don't know if you own that IP outright, but. I don't know. Cool. Sure.
Yeah.
I would like weed named after me at some point, but
is it good weed? Is it a good strain?
It depends on, like, you know, there was a whole wave in like the late aughts of purple weed, and purple just visually being, you know, first there was like purple kush when I was in high school and I was like, oh, you got the purple kush. And then there's granddaddy purple and purple Urkel, which are all sort of like these other variants. But the thing was, it was just more of a visual thing that became really dope to see purple nugs, and you could achieve that a number of ways, like unnaturally. You could for example, you could shock the buds into turning color, like by putting them in a freezer with color change, whatever. But I don't know, cool.
Yeah,
just it's a good, you know, purple. I'm more of a granddaddy purple fan than a purple Urkel fan, but
yeah,
that's just me.
Indica or sativa?
That's an indica. Yeah.
That'll put you in the couch.
There you go, Jaxie. You
know, I know it.
Straight off your shift at the dispensary.
Yes, sir.
On your way to the Switch school of game reviews.
Gaming. Big gamer, big dope smoker.
Do you think some idiotic marketing person is only going to listen very narrowly to a couple episodes and be like, okay, so from what I gather, Jack is huge into smoking pot in Nintendo Switch?
I hope so. I hope they understand the truth, come to learn that I am a respected voice and authority on all things
gaming
grass
and cannabis
and video games. All right, let's talk about the NBA real quick. The Sixers are trending because Doc Rivers is pretending that he wasn't aware that the Sixers are playing the Nets on Wednesday night, which is a big showdown a lot of people have been looking forward to. I don't know how this mind game necessarily helps you to belittle the team that you're going up against. That's rarely the thing. Like, you're just giving them a reason to be pissed. But
does he know, like, maybe getting into their egos with a little comment is phase one of their asymmetrical psychological warfare against them?
Yeah.
Or maybe you're doing that to sort of mitigate the pressure on your own team too. Mm-hmm. Or be like, oh yeah, it's the Nets, okay. Like, not to be like, yeah, you know, it's a big game. Yep. We've been waiting for that. Just to be like, it's the Nets. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Just to kind of keep the vibe easy.
Low key and even.
Because Joel Embiid is gonna have to put the whole team on his fucking back.
Yeah.
And as he has been.
Get ready to do that in the playoffs in every season, but or in every series. But yeah, it'll be a very interesting game. The Nets are coming off that loss to the Lakers.
We're coming off a loss to the Knicks.
Although the Knicks are not like a complete joke this year.
Obi Toppin is maybe a bit of a disappointment
for them. For sure. Never draft a Dayton Flyer, guys. Come on. I could have told you that. Shout out to Dayton. Love y'all. And I love this Sixers team, Miles.
I like them too. I told you. Look.
Yeah.
I'll become a singular Joel Embiid fan just for this. You know, if whatever happens to the Lakers. I'm really curious to see what happens, like what the reintroduction of AD is going to do in a few weeks here and LeBron. Yeah. But yeah, I got... You know, I don't have a lot of hate for the Sixers, because even when we played them in the finals, we beat the shit out of them, so it didn't matter.
And it was like a fun, like Iverson had that one game and
yeah,
it was fun. And then the Lakers were like, but
wait, what did he just do?
Yes.
Did you see that one of the GMs from the Sixers when AI was playing there, he was talking about how like when AI couldn't play, like they used to have to hide all this shit from like his jersey from him because he would try and play, or like when they
Him
unfit, that they would hide his sneakers and he would like make ushers from the arena run down to like a Foot Locker to go buy a pair of his shoes and shit so he could play.
Yeah, I mean, just one of the greatest just like spirits and physical motors, like just unstoppable. Yeah.
If he was just a little bit taller, what does that look like?
I mean, yeah. Or maybe
that mentality was second to none.
Yeah, but maybe he's not as quick. Maybe he doesn't have that mentality if he is.
This is why I keep saying we should be God so we can try this stuff out and see what happens.
Let's tweak that Iverson strain. Let's shock the Iverson strain. Yeah.
Into becoming purple Iverson.
And then Iverson. Jamal Murray had a pretty gnarly injury, which is really sad because he was one of the dudes in the playoffs during the bubble last year who was making shots that were like next level. Just seemed like it's weird because all basketball is shot making, but like that does seem to be the thing that has like gone up a level in the past few years. And like Jamal Murray was one of the artists pushing the art form forward with his shot making. So it's a shame for Nuggets fans, for him. Hopefully he gets a speedy recovery because I think it's a torn ACL.
Yeah, and you just hate, like anyone who's played sports, and even if you haven't, and you just know, but you can empathize with someone whose entire existence is about remaining healthy. And then like you can just see in his face, he knows he did his knee, like he knows. Yeah. And as much as the physical pain is there, there's just that whole other set of thoughts that wash over you about where you're at in your career. How long is it going to take to recover? Are you going to be the same player after the knee injury? Because it's like one of your most important joints. Ugh. So, and that's coming from a toxic Laker fan, you know? I actually hate to see that.
Yeah. And finally, ArcLight Pacific Theaters will not be reopening after the pandemic. This is a bummer.
I mean,
this
not
is,
fuck, like whatever.
This is regional news, right? Is ArcLight anywhere else?
They have them like in Arizona. Like they have them slightly scattered, but it's mostly California.
This was like the classy movie theater out here.
Yeah, where you could have a mango sausage and drink Cab Sauv in the fucking movie theater and shit.
And they, it's a shame. We talk on tomorrow's episode. We need to put together some
a consortium,
some momentum for let's treat these movie theaters like the Green Bay Packers and make them owned by the community.
Yeah, I think I gotta fucking figure out how to do that. Like it would take. Jack, who do you have in your phone book, man? Let me take a look at your address book real quick. Who do you got in there?
Because all right, I'm serious. $100,000.
If we could get, I'm serious. Look, if we bang some, we crunch the numbers here.
Yeah,
I'll reach out to some washed children of celebrities I know. but to get enough of an effort to buy out the thing, I think is actually the dopest thing. It would be the coolest thing LA could do is if we could somehow organize the purchase of the Cinerama Dome because it's historical.
Yeah,
and
it's a historical.
You don't want fucking Disney or Amazon owning that shit. And I know there's a lot of talk about that. And if look, here's the other thing. If they don't do it, then as a city, we got to say, yo, don't go to that motherfucker. And if you do, it's ugly. And for Amazon and Disney, I don't know how all this graffiti got on the inside of the theater. All the time? Every seat says, eat the rich? Oh, my God. How did that happen?
I also think dispensary, like having a dispensary inside the movie theater, like the ArcLight already had bars, but like a dispensary would be dope.
And the dome is big
enough.
Probably
not happening with Disney.
Yeah, you could ventilate or probably create some next wave. Like maybe, you didn't do the balcony is for the smokers at the dome.
Right.
And then that way you could create like an air wall so the people in the lower levels aren't like, you know, sullied by the stench of cannabis. And then it can go up on the balcony. Or you do, you know, there's always a 420 showing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what the 420 showing, baby. I mean, guys, Wait, what the fuck are we doing? We need to buy this fucking theater.
Yes. Do it. Do it. But yeah, because that is the one, like, L.A. has, you know, respect for the film industry, for its...
Yeah, just not the people who work in it.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah. No way. Come on. No way.
Look, if your name ain't Leo,
yeah,
get real.
Yeah. All right. Those are some of the things that are trending this fine afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.